Okay, so tonight we're here to look at the idea, the notion, that there's nothing wrong, right? Now, the book actually says, the title of the book is, Regardless of What You Were Taught to Believe, There's Nothing Wrong With You. But since I wrote that book, it has occurred to me that there's nothing wrong with anything. It's not just you, it's everything, okay? And I find that comforting, relaxing, logical, reasonable, and obvious. However, when I've shared that notion with others, I get that our cultural conditioning does not draw us naturally to that conclusion. Okay? In fact, it's quite the opposite. There's something wrong with you, there's something wrong with me, there's something wrong with them, and there's something wrong with it. Okay? We call that process something wrong mind. Okay? Something wrong mind. Now, the way I break down this whole business of life into something that is understandable for me, which is the important thing, right? For each of us, right? It doesn't matter whether it's understandable or not. It's just if it's understandable to me. So the way I see it, there are two realities, at least, two realities that most of us share. One is the reality of present moment, here and now, this is it, non-separate being. Okay? Now, everybody has had an experience of that. And very often, people will have that experience and call it a peak experience. So it's a moment when every notion of separation just falls away. And there is simply being. Okay? We come out of that usually with in this kind of way. Oh my God, I'm having a peak experience. And at about that moment, it turns into, oh my God, I was having a peak experience. Okay? And the reason for that is because what we call a peak experience is a moment when I, as a separate entity, don't exist. There's nobody maintaining that I am separate from, I am other than perspective. The other reality that most of us share is what I call egocentric karmic conditioning.